Hello, I'm on the air.
This is Kathy Cook. We're going to be bridging the wisdom tonight with me, and others know me as Bright Light Pathfinder. For the time stamp date is October the 30th, 2012, 8 o'clock. My host, VBS Radio Family. Okay, well, let me see what I'm going to start with. First of all, I would like to thank everybody for being, you know, the prayers and love that you send. Just know that energy is extremely intensified in my world and in my aura and in my place that I live. I really need respect with my boundaries, and in order for me to do the best job possible, I need for all people, all energies, to step back and just gently step back. My aura is not to ever be tapped. My energies are not to ever be tapped. That is a moralistic, ethical law in the universal ways. You know, I have never tapped another person. I have never gone in another person's energy field. And I will never do that because it's a moralistic, it's breaking and entering into a person's energy field. And it is not cool. So now that we've got that, and another thing, when I'm in my house, this is my house. I don't care what's going on in everybody else's world. It doesn't matter to me at that particular time. Can you imagine somebody coming in through your garage in a black and white tailored suit and walking through your house while you're doing something? Maybe you're looking at pictures or whatever, reminiscing. And somebody starts tapping in, saying they're in, you know, and you pretend like you don't see them because it's not part of the program right at the moment. You understand what I'm saying, everybody? Just in other words, no breaking and entering. We're going to do this. We're going to do it right. This is my house. This is where I live. And I can live and have it any way I want to because it's mine. I would love to give out every particle of everything I can in any way, shape, and form with this beautiful, spiritual, new way of living. But I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to be judged or anything. If you think about a house with a bunch of kids in it, you know, and you got the mother that's maybe busy doing something, and they've got kids pulling on them going, internet, 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 you know, saying, they think it's a party or a, you know, a game to be put on stage or whatever. And, you know, the little smirky attitude out comments behind a mother's back. Think of that. Let me just say what I'm saying. My grandson was born this week, and everyone, mostly everyone, knows about when my dad was passing. My son, Matthew, and my dad were inseparable. And Matthew had the lowest form of mourning and grieving that one could have when my dad was passing, with the blood coming out of his ears and nose. It was horrible, the groan. So we're going to say, I was pushing on my dad's feet. He was raising his arms over his head to pass over. And Amazing Grace comes on. And that huge aura of light looked like a big angel with light all over, bounced through my brother David. Everybody's like, David? Yeah, they couldn't see it, but I saw it. And, you know, even his wife said, David was a halo of angels. I don't know, but you know, but the thing is I did not connect this until now. My grandson's name is David Walton. David after Jackie's father, but David was my brother David, okay? Walton is my father's name, John Walton. Look at this. And when little David Walton was born, he was glowing like an angelic fucking. He's in intensive care, very intensive care. Can you imagine coming into this world and having every one wanting to see but you don't know where you are yet because it was hard. And that baby feeling all those energy taps. Can you imagine this little breath is going up to 120 to over, you know, breaths a minute when it should only be 40. So let's all respect one another. Let's all treat others as you would want to be treated. And let's all let everybody be who they are. Be who you are. I give things out freely, anything I know. But it's only through Lord Jesus Christ. Speak for me, do for me, ask me. Be for me in every way, shape, and form. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in the sight of Lord Jesus Christ, my strength and my redeemer. Bring into my life all people, places, and things that are thy will to get the job done that my calling is, and remove any and all people, places, and things that are not of the will for the right and good for my work, for who I am, to do the work of your Lord God. And everything that I do and say and speak be to the good and the glory of you. For I serve you and you only. I do not change. And I ask you, O Lord thy God, to take any entity that are trying to channel in on me, let them know that that is breaking it in them and raping my heart and raping my body and raping me. And they will be held accountable for that. Because that's their karma. It is wrong. It is wrong to be raped like this. And I ask you, Lord thy God, put the full armor of the Lord on me. Gird my loins with the truth and the salvation, the sword, the spirit of the sword of you, O Lord thy God. Keep the breastplate of righteousness on me, so the fiery darts of the evil one shall not come yet. And I put on the helmet of salvation, and I side my feet. The sword is God's spirit, and the sword is God's word. The word is in the Bible. That's where I get it. I don't get it from any other entity. I do not channel any other entity. I do not study any other entity except for what I learned in school. And I always give credit where I find the answers and credit to it. I want to have this world peace. Of whatever person chooses, wherever they choose, they want to believe or come from. I want to share with you, back when I first started on the internet, I met this person who's 23 years old, came into my spiritual path. I didn't like the way things were going, but I had made this Yahoo room, you know, user room, and I couldn't shut it down. But this person started trying to teach. He had made a web page and started writing his own book that he's going to write a Bible. And he also started telling me all about these weird things like Amazon ran off. You know, made this web page up of what he saw. But you know what? That was his stuff. And that was his story. And that was his writing. I got in trouble with my family because I felt for this person. Because they go to phone booth after phone booth because they felt like something was falling. I helped this person. And they lived on the street. They were homeless, but they were very, very good friends. You know, I just have this feeling for people. People have to let other people have their program, but it's the person that chooses to bite into other people's fantasy worlds that's the problem. Now, you know, I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm just going to leave it at that. Because that's all I need to say. They know, and if it resonates with you, then apply it. Right? But do not tap another person that's raping. Gently knock, and door will be open. There's sometimes when I leave this computer on, the radio, because I like to just listen. It's changed to the fact
point that it just blows my mind. And I tell you, I went reminiscing today because I held my grandson for the first time. And I drove past my old school, past the first place that I, when I got married, my old junior high. I went to the old neighborhoods of Woop-Woop. I went everywhere, and I so enjoyed every moment of it. And I was still reminiscing when I came home, turned on, you know, the radio station, and I was looking, I was I just talked to my mom and was saying, Marilyn, and you know, and I started going over to where my granddaddy used to take me to the library, public library. I started going through my bookshelf, looking at the books that he taught me how to read. But I wasn't paying attention to the children in my house, the, you know, the energy children or whatever you want to call them. And this is not a game, but let me say, I will turn on and off my ways and means at my time. When I'm on broadcast like I am right now, we're teaching and working. In my house, this is my house. I don't care anymore. Can anybody actually be and do and feel like I mean, obviously it's known that I have no privacy. But I'm going to say one thing. When I go back behind that door, down my hallway, that's my private space. And I don't know what game this is or how y'all do what y'all do or what, how you're even getting through. But we're going to find a ways and means to do the study guide right. But for tonight, I'm just going to do it like I used to do and still do it. You know, I'm me. I'm all that I want to be. I am who I am. I'm backed with my own immeasurable clout. I know me without a shadow of a doubt. I am everywhere I put me. I'm in between. And I'm uniquely packaged spiritually. I am me, and you are you. And each is uniquely packaged spiritually. It takes one plus one minus one to get that one. I'm going to say, again, whatever you hear from me, whatever I teach, I give out freely. But it is not used for other people's books or anything unless I get credit. You give credit where credit's due. I don't resonate to cats. I'm just going to put that to you right now. Catbird is a bird. It sounds like a cat. I have owned one cat, and it had no feet, and it was thrown away in a trash can. And I kept it and raised it until a dog across the street broke its neck and about killed me. But cats don't have, you know, I appreciate cats. But dadgum, I cannot stand to have a cat around me. I don't like, they're sneaky. I don't know. Cats bother me. They just do. You know. And a leopard, you know, Jesus healed the leopards, whatever. The first time with Mama Cook, which my kids call her Bibby, and Maddie in a vision dream, we were in a red car, and I saw the Black Panther for the first time. It was beautiful, Sheena. And that's how I came up with the white room, you know, colors, the animals, you know, when I do the intuitive. Because I allow people to read themselves. That's how it should be. I have not put what another person, unless God gives me the message to give to someone. You know, because a person should know who they are. And they should look inside themselves. Because I, Abby Hill Cook, human being, born in Charlotte, North Carolina, to Walton and Shirley Hill, I'm a human being that has evolved as deeply and every day evolved deeper and deeper and deeper. This alien crap, I don't even know where it started, or this temper that I've got. Could you imagine somebody being in your house without your permission and stalking, torturing, watching everything you do like a dadgum experiment? I believe I've done pretty good. You know, I'm a really nice, cool person. I have a good time. I enjoy my company. I love me. And just like with this weight that's on my body, hey, it is what it is. It came from a heavy-duty situation with that steroid that drip in a bag, you know, to keep a person alive. It is what it is, and it's going to be. And if somebody doesn't like something I say and starts slapping me in the kneecap or whatever, why is it that it bothers them? You know, it's like last night, I didn't like this music. It was hurting my ears. And evidently, right after that, and I strained it out, it hurt my ear because my ears can hear like hundreds of billions of waves. I mean, the ear doctor couldn't even measure it. Immediately, I got bashed in the leg just as if somebody took a baseball bat and hit the side of my leg, you know, in my knee. Sad, isn't it? Isn't that sad? That's so sad. Because that person took it as I didn't like them. Evidently, they got something they need to hide. They're hiding from. That's just an example. You know, I respect you all. I really do. And when I am listening to the radio or the TV or whatever, if I want to speak out what I think and feel, and I will, if I get tapped into it and have to hide through in myself and just find my little center spot and zoop out of my body or whatever, y'all think I'm some damn alien. You know, it's not that. It's because I have gone through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't fear any evil. You know, I know who I am. It's a meditation. It's something that I have practiced since a little girl. And it's nothing that anybody else couldn't be able to do. God says to go within a secret, secluded place to talk to Him and to be with Him. That's what I do. That's what I do. You see the difference in my energy? Now, this aura that comes around my head, that's not me. That shoots out like that. It is in my happiness, but the Holy Spirit, a different feeling of energy. But this thing that comes out of my head and radiates everywhere, I don't know what that is, but it's enjoyable. Hey, if somebody likes it, they like it. But you know what? Energy is extreme right now. It's very touchy. I have lost my dog for 15 years. It was my companion in a horrific way. A few days later, the situation with Michael and I dissolved. A few days later, my very best friend from first grade died. A few days later, my really great friend's mother died. And a few weeks later, those complications that I don't need to go to. Then I get this computer crap all screwed up. And no matter what I've been trying to do, is trying to, you know, cope with human feelings. And I've cried to the depth of groaning like last week's frog had. And I do that for the world and people because they're so stupefied and asleep. And they think they can tap another person to get the answer and study like a daggum specimen. It ain't going to work. I'll turn everything off and I'll move the hell out of this house. The zigzags that you went in my eye just a while ago when, you know, that ain't going to go anymore. I know more than I allow you guys to know, okay? And the discernment that they knew me from the past, Julia, please don't patronize me and question my integrity. You have no idea, no one does, because no one is in my skin unless they're tapping to figure out with their little feelies. And I'm saying this because this is a fact. I am honored to be who I am. And I'm honored to be where I am today because I dedicated myself deeply and soulfully into my calling, which is for me to understand first me. You know, I have to dig out stuff that bothers me and hurts me. Because how can I be of service to anyone? If I go and they are talking about something that is really hurting them, and it's something I haven't dealt with, then it will tear me up and hurt me. So
just know that. Each person's on their own calling. Everybody wants to be there. Everybody wants to evolve. But listen, I don't know how to even put it. Ascension, let's use the word ascension. That you guys evidently love the word ascension. And you love the dimension word. That's when you die out of this body, out of this shell of a body. Okay? But there are steps that when I decided to be a counselor for chemically dependent adolescents, there are steps. I use each step as my dimension. You know? But when I die out of this physical body, it's just about a lot like the 12 steps in a program. You know? But this body dies until the resurrection comes. That's my belief. And then I get a new body and a new name that's written on a white stone that I don't even know. And I will come back. Everybody that decides to follow this narrow path will come back onto this earth. And then it'll start helping the people that, because it's going to take 7 years, and the people left on this earth for 4 years is going to have the radiation, the burning, the hunger, the famish. They're going to beg to be dead. They really are. But you know what? When God brings us back down that have gotten in the rapture, that have gone and have their name on the white stone, or anyone that has passed from here back, those that have accepted who they are, they come back and help those that are left on this earth. And there's 3 years from there. 3 years the people get that are left here get a chance to see and understand. And that is an amazing grace. People have to have compassion and mercy, you know. And that's when heaven is on earth. Okay? There's no new Bible, Lord Joel. There is no new Bible being written, which is what you wanted about, age 23. There's not going to be one. And the reason I have my phone like I do, where it's in private and blocked, is because that certain somebody had to keep putting their nasty physical stuff on in my face and calling me, to where I had to call the phone company to get that blocked. Now, use discernment, people. Know them by their fruit. There's plastic fruit. I love that guy on TV at night. 1 or 2 o'clock and one talks to that skeleton. He uses plastic fruit. There's plastic fruit. There is organic fruit that doesn't have any taste or seed. There is overripe fruit. And there is healthy fruit. There's all kinds of fruit. How do you like your fruit to taste? Huh? Don't you like that good old healthy, wholesome fruit like I got today at Dean and Deluca's? Yummy. Know people by their fruit. And know that you want to eat the fruit with them at their table off of their vine. Because you are what you eat. In the spiritual manner. Okay? And my house is my home. And if I want junk everywhere and I want to look like crap, when people respect me, they're going to get a pretty picture of me. They're going to see me pretty and cute and dressed nice. They're going to see a cleaned up spot. But until then, until everybody gets in their own corner, think of it like this. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother's wisdom. That's my kids call me. They call me mamas. My children are amazing. Because, you know why? Because I did not control them. I did not force them. My children did something against the rules, the ethical laws of the home. They chose their consequences for their punishment. whether it was writing 100 times I will not lie, whether it was going to bed without any dessert, whether it was not having TV after dinner, whether it was not playing outside after dinner, whether it was skipping 2 days of phone, they chose their consequences from their actions and behavior. You see that? That's the difference. People don't like to be controlled. There is control and there's concern. But a lot of people, my mother's guilty of this, and I'm guilty of it sometimes too. My mother loves me so much. She wants to protect me, and sometimes that controls me. And I'll bug the system. You know, just like getting slapped in the daggum needle, you know, like a needle right in the daggum kneecap over there on the side of me because I didn't like somebody sounded their music. I don't like that. If I can turn it off and I can say I don't like it, why does the person take it as I don't like them? You know? Hey, I'm entitled to my opinion. You know, this is not a freaking dress rehearsal. And this is not a, I was the game, right? I was the game. Ain't no game. I'm not in a competition. I never was in a competition, but I was somebody's pawn on their playing field. And you know what? Somebody, you know, every day I do this, I say, forgive me, and I look at myself. Then I go to the others and say, I'm sorry, if I see something I've done intentionally wrong. And then I can go to God of my understanding, which I call Jesus Christ. And I ask forgiveness because I am clean with everything for him to blot it out white as snow. I just want you all to know that. Everybody has to answer your own karma. And when you understand another's karma that's affecting you, that something inside of you or in you, which is a person bothering you, tapping into your energy, not of me, but in me. You see the difference? When something is bothering me, that is in me, that another has done or acted, I sit in my rocking chair, pick up the rock, until I resonate with what it is that I can apply to understand it. Okay? But it's not of me. When you're Christian, I'm a Christian. You know, everybody, paganism, Wiccan, there's all types. There's both sides to each thing. Just like with religion or Christianity, there's the negative dark parts in there. But a person that walks their walk and talks their talk and becomes their path, you will know. You will just know. But some are in me, energy, tapping. And energy has a face to me. I just won't say who that, you know, that would be horrible. What if I was in a, you know, y'all were all in a classroom all the time and on call to come in and change the daggum archive to be talking to me with how I'm going, you know, how I'm going to look at things? Oh, my God. Well, let's just go and make that the reality now. But can you imagine that everything that I speak and say that I am putting to myself or to the listening of another, and they take it and bitterly twist and get an attitude, hey, that ain't my stuff. And you know what? Any and all can make up another. You know what? Gossip. Do you know that gossip and rumors and just discussions of another, and then that go to another, and then they go to another. And can you imagine how watered down that gets? Just like with books. You know, everybody can have a book. That's great. I love that people are getting their books out there. But if you pick up someone's book and buy it or purchase it, look at it inside and see where they learned their information from, okay? I remember one time listening to a radio station and Seven Wonders of the World, which are God created the world in 7 days. There's 7 days of the week. The seven, you know, but the seven wonders are different. near the Leaning Tower. There's, what is that at Yellowstone Park? The Wonders, you know? But they're not the Earth, Sun, and Moon being one type thing with four planets behind it. Be careful, people, who you choose to have on anything, because they represent you and your reputation, okay? Because you can hear the voice of a person if you really have the discernment, my little Miss Julia that I love to see with them back, and you really know because you've got the history of them, of their words, okay? Not the tones and pitches, but the words. I have nothing to hide. I'm truthful to a fault. But I will be bold, blunt, and brutal to the truth, to the person, place, or thing that is in my face. And it hurts, my mother says. She says it literally burns like a spanking, like a bold spanking. Because people don't like to see their truth. That's what's hidden in them. But if you're going to come to me and you're going to critique me, I'm going to give you, it's like a debate. I'm going to debate you right back. And the more it gets pushed, the more brutal, hard that truth is, that person gets in their face. I don't care what somebody, even any, the master of the master, psychics are, number one, a psychic is someone that reads someone, correct? And tells the person something, right? And then that person goes and makes it their destiny to make it out of what that psychic said. But then there's a psychic medium. What is a medium? To me, a medium is, you know, what I'm using as a tool for making my photographs, pictures, or whatever I'm using for a medium. A mediumship, the spaceship, a mediumship is tapping the dead, right? Which is something that certain few can do. Like John Edward is fantastic at it. I've only seen one or two of his shows. I don't know much of him, but I know that I can feel anybody that puts up their personal family stuff, I like them. You know, but people are hungry. People want to be healed and helped. You know, mediumship is just that. It is an alien part of out there. And the spirit, to me, is like with my family. I'm going to use my dad for an example. When my dad's energy of his, we exchanged eye contact. Because a person that exchanges eye contact more than 30 seconds, they have made a connection with a magnet. Think of yourself being in a room like at a restaurant or, you know, a store, and you look over at somebody and we're just maybe looking just to look. But if that person looks back and y'all hold eye contact more than 30 seconds, that's a damn magnet. You are going to be pulled to look at that person the rest of the night, and you don't know why. It's because you've made a magnet. But if a person is caught seeing and looking at a person, if they bow, you know, do their head nod, and the person that looks at the person first, they are saying, I respect you as a human being and your boundaries, and I acknowledge you, and that person looks away. The person that looks first is to look away, because if the other person that calls the person looking looks away first, they're going to think everybody's looking at them the rest of the night. That's what's so funny, right? Okay, that's just a body language heads up. Now, with my dad, my grandmother, any of my passing family members, people that really made an impact, Coach James, Bud, oh my God, you know, your teachers, their spirit of what they've spoken and actions and reactions have been in my life, you see, that is the spirit that lives on. Now, let's say me for an example. Okay, let's say that I pass on out of this body, okay, people will feel my spirit of what it applied to their life. You understand? That's what it's about. And if a person has stalked, mimicked, looked, saw, you know, talked, boy, isn't that going to be stuff they got to face? Now, let me tell you, when Daddy died, I was praying so, and I don't hear voices I never had. I don't hear any voice except for right now. Like, look at that, that gum bug won't cross my voice. That means some bugs. And see, that gives me an example right there. I don't have bugs in my house, but there's a damn big bug right there. And that goes to show me I don't kill anything, so it's going to have to go about its little business and find somewhere to live. But when I had the yard, the house sprayed on the outside, a lot of the little bugs came. But anyway, I got off track. Hey, my mind goes 133 miles an hour, they say. I've been studied, you know, with the mind thing, you know, to see ADHD. And a normal person says about 70. I will get to thinking something, and I will start laughing and kicking ass, laughing and giggling, because I love to play with it and remember. I don't care what people think of me. It's none of my business. But I tell you what, I really care when I'm teaching. I really care when I turn on and off the teaching room. I believe what I'm going to do is have some kind of little sign or something, turn it on. Turn it out of office. Open for office. I don't know what I'm going to do. I hadn't decided yet. I think I might just, just know. We need to pray for these people in this storm. I don't know what this is all about. But here's how I gathered it. This is what's crazy. My TV. I was watching like a nature thing or something like that the other day. And it was right after I had talked about how people are like a hand. My dad gave the analogy of people are like, he had me grab a handful of sand. Hold it, and then I opened my hand. He said, 2 or 3 grains of sand, all that was left. I was watching this show, and they were about penguins and stuff. And all of a sudden, it switched to how many grains of sand does it take to destroy the world, or to call the topic? 1. I was like, oh, my freaking God, let's go on and twist it some more. You know, that's how stupid. And then the sandy storm comes into Long Island. Well, to me, Long Island ice too. That's what I got, you know, when I connected to Long Island. I don't know any much about Long Island in New York, but I was seeing Long Island iced tea drunk as hell, because I had one time, and it just got knocked me on my butt. But not too long ago, I'd say about 2 years ago, I was looking around, and I said, everything is a symbolic meaning or a symbol, and I saw the, you know, the pitcher, and then, you know, the water pitcher, and the tea pitcher, and I said, that was tea. Remember that? And I said, something to do with tea. Well, all of a sudden, the world started with this green tea. I mean, the tea party. Well, the tea party happened to start being like cannabis. But I don't know. Don't matter to me. I thought it was crazy and funny. But what it was to me now, because I never know till God is ready to reveal it to me. A prophet, which I am. A prophet says no more, no less, and God allows that person to speak to the other person or whatever. Okay? That's a prophet. It's a difference in a psychic. There is no difference. I mean, this is, you speak exactly what God says, no more, no less. Okay? Long Island iced tea is something very drunk. I mean, it makes you drunk. But this storm, I have always, and my mother as well, we're like a radar barometric pressure body. And if it's a real storm, a real live storm that's natural from nature, it does something to our body. Certain people have that. But if it's something that's not, it does not even compute to my body. I'm just going to put that out there. You know, there's a, it's just like a kid wanting to, say they're in my house and wanting attention. Their little storm starts brewing without them realizing it. You know?
there is a lot of wonderment in this world. And, you know, with paganism and, you know, tools like Harry Potter. I'm not like Harry Potter, but let's just use Harry Potter. They could save this world and be so amazing. Just like with my past. And just like with Buddha and Gandhi and, you know, all those wonderful teachers. But they are not the same as people call it the Christ, it's Jesus Christ. Because did they get killed and murdered? No. Did they sacrifice their life to stay in their path, his path to, so that people could look at him hanging on that cross? Because he loved each one of you guys so much that he shed his blood. And his body is the bread of life. Okay. Did Buddha do that? Did the world do that to Buddha? Did they get sacrificed? Did Gandhi get sacrificed? Think about it. Who got sacrificed for standing in their way? Now, remember about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it was right when my wonderful president, President Obama, he just lost. I can't help it. I don't know Governor Romney, but I just know I believe in President Obama because he's fair. He lets everyone be who they are, and there's no judgment. But if somebody does wrong, just like let's say if so-and-so went and wanted a favor to have a spell put on somebody, do they not realize they're going to be owing that situation forever, you know? They will owe it because that is paying spiritually, asking or something that's not healthy, to harm somebody or to put something falsely on a person. Let's say candle magic and putting a love spell on somebody and making them, bam, fall in love. You know? But then again, if that person went to another to get that, put on that person instead of the one that knows how to do it, could you imagine having to pay that back? Because that person, that's not real love. That's not real. Because you will have bought that, and you will never be happy with yourself. Because that person didn't come to you. That's like I am. You know, I don't need to ask for anything. Because all I want is all I need, and all I need is all I want, and all I want is all I need. And I know you know that I know that you know that I know. But I will be provided for. If I ask God, I will receive. That's why I've got to be very careful with my prayers, because only God knows. I ask God, Holy Spirit, that he sent after his resurrection. He gave us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, those that want to believe in Jesus Christ and be a group or a congregation of whatever. It's simple. You don't have to tell anybody until you. Everybody's got their personal, individual relationship intimately with who they choose to call their God. Just like a man and woman in a home. That is an intimate relationship. Or the telephone. Could you imagine not wanting to believe what you know because it is appalling? And every word that you speak on the phone with your lover, your honey, is listened and tapped, or, you know, out there, and then you find out that they, you know, even if it was for a good cause for the person, because they believed in them, it was still secretive, and it was in the dark, and it was in the shadows. And that is a negative, that's mean, that's like a little demonizing thing, you know, it's cruel, because intimate is intimate, personal is personal. You know why I'm in this situation right here? From that brutal beating and rape, okay? And that man got extra 5 years to stay in before I got out of that car. If I don't kill you tonight, I know people. And if I don't, you will wish you were dead. You maybe won't die. You're going to beg and wish you were dead. And then that person that represented him in the court of law comes to my house. After the judge had said any and all people in this courtroom will not ever contact the victim.
Now, as I called the police station, I said, you know, something's weird. And I tried to get the records of that grand jury trial, and they were locked down tight. They said, man, you can't have your transcripts. Bam. Wonder why it's all over the freaking internet, you know? Because this person said that, you know, that's 5 years, and that representative comes to my house, that PI. So what happened, but had to have security in mind? Please, realize, I am very watched and protected. My family, everybody. And you don't even know they're there. Just be careful. Keep your side of the street clean. Be respectable. And know that I am, as everybody that really knows me, one little brush stroke of love and gentleness and kindness goes a long way. But if somebody uses that to get a manipulation, it's going to backfire in their face. Now, I want to say, the reason I was so upset last week, and I had an archive, but I love Michael Goger with my heart, my spirit, soul. And I know he believed in me and still does. And I know he was doing a job. But I know he has his thing that he has to deal with his issues. But when we haven't talked, and I was so torn up, he called the station last week, right before I was to go on air, and it ripped me a new heart that I had already put a Band-Aid on my heart. It's just like many times when someone doesn't show up when they're supposed to. It's to throw somebody off and twist them and whack them out there. Be careful, people. Don't judge. But I'm going to start telling exactly. I'm not going to lie. I have never talked about people and putting their name out there. But I love him. But right now, we're doing two different things. And that threw me off guard. And it's a button. People know people's buttons. Maybe it was because he wanted to be okay with us. But what he told me is he's already engaged in getting married to somebody else so quick. We've got to shut that door. I've got to shut that door and not look back. I just do. Because I'm one person. No matter what, I would never touch another person's anything because that would hurt that other person. If he is or if he isn't. That is a affair. It's having an affair. I don't do that. I live by my morals and standards. You know, and there's intimacy and there's intimacy. And if I choose, my email is on the web page for BBS and also my email. But then again, who knows who's in it? There's 1,001,000 hacker people. Yeah, just like my little friend Bash. He wanted me to listen to his music. Immediately, the DVD thing comes popping up on my computer. I'm like, what is that? And what they say, somebody, a broadcaster, put on the thing. It only took 2 hours to break into the voting thing. Look, don't play me for a fool. Are you going to get the full card played back? Because I'm start putting it out there. I'm going to start. This is going to, if y'all want to do this, we're going to do it right. And this is the last broadcast. Next week, I'm going to have a set of rules. We're going to do it right. I do not join anybody's group or organization because of what happened to me in Yahoo, where a 10,000 member stalking group started, and I plead for help and cried for help for 7 years. I don't need that kind of stuff, that governmenting stuff. I am who I am, and everybody's here anyway, so why do I have to specifically put my name in there into somebody's group? If y'all can't say my name and address me, but play around the corners with it and try to question and wonder, why would I want to answer you? Would you want, if somebody was wanting, you know, on a playground at school, and you knew they were talking about you and to you, but if they didn't address you
in a respectable manner with your name, not Cat, but Kathy, or grandmother, grandmother's wizard. I don't care. Somebody find a name to address me. Right, like Pat, you know, find a name, but not a daggum cat. I am not a cat. I don't know where that came from. I know. That's what it is. Everybody respect everybody. Everybody realize the way that everybody treats. I am so ready to tell what I know and to see, but I have got to have it individually, not to play and try to wonder what I'm doing and seeing that. Okay, it's obviously that's there. But if you have a specific question and I'm happen to be, you know, laying on the sofa or whatever and we're in a conference, you know, if I say I'm going to sleep now or going to myself, respect that. Go on about your business, start discussing between each other. But do not try to analyze me as the experiment. Okay? I just ask that. Because I like to listen to what others have to say. And I love you all so much. And believe in everybody's gift. If they're for the good. With honey and sweetness. You know, but realize I'm a mother. And I put this mother voice on. Period. Just like when your children are. Let me be me. Let me enjoy my life and time. And by God, if you're going to do some studying and analyzing, how about going back the timeline? Because it doesn't get erased. And there ain't no Bible, Mr. Lord. Cosmic night. The other world, dream night. There is none. And, you know, I've got some funky damn where you started that. And, I don't know if he's here or not. I don't know where he is. It sure is weird to see, so, you know, people want so badly to have something to believe in, that it's going to be okay. And I can promise you, if you do it right, it's going to be okay. But you've got to respect others and treat others as you want to be treated. I love you all. President Obama, I'm voting, but I'm not voting until I know that somebody's with me to know I'm voting. I'm so worried for others to get harmed and things. I stay away from my family and all this stuff just because I don't want to have them, you know. Okay, thank you, sir. I want to say, just like y'all are little mother hens around your children and family, you protect them. Protect each other. But allow each other to be themselves. President Obama is who I choose for my vote. And I love him. And Governor Romney, I'm sure you can do it next time. But right now, President Obama's got the foundation. I love you all. I love you, BBS Radio. I love each and every one of you so much. And the music and all the... It's just amazing. It's just amazing what gifts we have out here. Just respect each other. I love you and thank you. The only person I'd ever let talk to me is Doug Newsom. In my thoughts. Anyway, I love you guys. Keep it up. Doing a good job, each and every one of you. And hey, it's time to go. I love you. Bye-bye.